You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. MSCI's quarterly rejig will come into effect following the market close on May 31st, potentially leading to inflows of around $2 billion into the Indian equity markets. This rebalancing will result in 13 new stocks being added to the MSCI Global Standard Index, while 3 stocks will be excluded. The new additions to the MSCI Global Standards Index include Bosch, Canara Bank, Indus Towers, Jindal Stainless, JSW Energy, Mankind Pharma, NHPC, PB FinTech, Phoenix Mills, Solar Industries, Sundaram Finance, Thermax, and Torrent Power. The MSCI index will now include 146 Indian counters, up from 136 previously, increasing India's weight in the MSCI EM index to 18.8%. As per Nuvama Institutional Equities, the maximum inflow is anticipated for Indus Towers at $224 million. Moving to elections' impact on economy, the countdown to Lok Sabha elections result on June 4th has begun as the 7th phase general elections get set for the last phase of polling on June 1st. While the country prepares for a new government, let's find out how the key political parties are poised to lead the country based on their manifestos. Most key brokerages globally have revised India's growth outlook higher, be it the Congress, Nyay Patra or BJP's Modi Ki Guarantee. There have been promises galore in this high decibel and much anticipated election campaign. Most economists are of the opinion that Congress's freebies could be a stretch on fiscal prudence, while policy continuity is what would be ideal in terms of maintaining growth momentum. Over to SME section. Around 6 months after diversifying a 10% stake in its subsidiary RDC Concrete to investors led by Ashish Kocholia, construction materials unicorn Infra Market on Friday announced another divestment of minority stake to investors, prepping for the near future IPO for RDC. The deal yielded around $20 million from an investor group led by Zerodha's Nikhil Kamath, while participation from Capri Global Family Office, Sumit Kanwar from Verigy, and Abhijit Pai led Veer Steels. Infra Market had acquired RDC Concrete in mid-2021 for $90 million and grew it to over 100 plants across 48 cities. The divestment in November to investors led by ACE investor Ashish Kocholia had also raised around $20 million at a valuation of approximately $225 million. Latest update on monsoon. The timely onset of southwest monsoon, June to September, over Kerala and northeast India bodes well for the Indian economy, and a healthy, well-distributed rain will help lift agriculture incomes by bolstering rural demand, said economists. The previous year's monsoon season was impacted by the El Nino effect, which impacted the Indian economy and the financial markets equally. The Indian Meteorological Department on Thursday announced the onset of southwestern monsoon over Kerala and northeast India, responsible for over 70% of the nation's annual rainfall. The monsoon hit the country's mainland 2 days in advance against its normal date of onset of June 1st. The IMD stated that La Nina weather conditions are seen developing during July-September. Moving to personal finance section, the centre is expected to merge the dearness allowance of government employees and dearness relief of pensioners from July, when the next scheduled revision in DA takes place. Central and state government employees get dearness allowance DA and pensioners receive dearness relief DR as a cost of living adjustment. There are over 50 lakh central government employees and 67 lakh pensioners who will be benefited from this revision in DA and its merger into basic pay. In March this year, the Modi government hiked the DA for government employees by 4% to 50%. Now, latest update on NPA crisis. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Friday accused the Congress-led UPA government of turning the banking sector into a cesspool of bad loans, vested interests, corruption and mismanagement before 2014. The minister said banks were reluctant to provide loans required by small businesses to grow their businesses during the Congress rule. India's banking sector, which recently recorded over Rs 3 lakh crore in net profit in comparison to pre-2014 scenario, Finance Minister Sitharaman in a long thread of posts on X said, quote, Congress era reckless and imprudent lending created the disgraceful legacy of the twin balance sheet problem, which we inherited in 2014, unquote. FM said that under the UPA, obtaining loans from banks often dependent on powerful connections. Lastly, let's take a look at how the markets performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a positive note on May 31st. The BSE Sensex rose 132.44 points, or 0.18% to finish the day's trading at 74,018.04, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 61.75 points, or 0.27% higher at 22,550.40. Nifty Midcap 100 closed 309.10 points. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.